Under the Willow Tree by Hans Christian Andersen, narrated by Alex Lehman. The country around the town of Crewe is very bare. The town itself lies by the seashore, which is always beautiful, though it might be more beautiful than it is, because all around are flat fields and a forest a long way off. But one always finds something beautiful in the spot that is one's own home, something for which one longs, even when one is in the most wonderful spot in the world. And we must admit that the outer edge of Crewe, where small, humble gardens line the little stream that flows into the sea, could be very pretty in the summertime. This was the opinion of the two small children, Knut and Johanna, who were playing there, crawling under the gooseberry bushes to reach each other. In one of the gardens there stood an elder tree, in the other an old willow, and under the latter the children were especially fond of playing. Although the tree stood close beside the stream and they might easily have fallen into the water, they were allowed to play there, for the eye of God watches over little ones. Otherwise they would be very badly off indeed. Besides, these two were careful about the water. In fact, the boy was so afraid of it that in the summer he could not be lured into the sea, where the other children were fond of splashing about. As a result, he had had to bear the teasing of the others as best he could. But once Johanna, the little girl, dreamed she was out in a boat, and Knut waded out to join her, with the water rising until it closed over his head. And from the moment little Knut heard of this dream, he could no longer bear to be called a coward. He might really go into the water now, he said, since Johanna had dreamed it. He never carried the idea into practice, but for all that, the dream remained his great pride. Their poor parents often came together, while Knut and Johanna played in the gardens or on the high road, where a long row of willows had been planted along the ditch. These trees, with their pulled tops, certainly did not look very beautiful, but they were there for use rather than for ornament. The old willow tree in the garden was much lovelier, which was why the children took the most delight in sitting under it. In Crewe itself was a great marketplace, and at fair time this plaza was gay with whole streets of tents filled with silk ribbons, boots, and everything a person might desire. There were great crowds then, and generally the weather was rainy. One could easily smell the odor of peasants' clothes, but this could not destroy the fragrance that streamed from a booth full of honey cakes. And best of all, the man who kept this particular booth came every year during fair time to lodge in the house of little Knut's parents. Consequently, every now and then there was a present of a bit of honey cake, and of course Johanna always received her share. But the best thing of all was that this gingerbread dealer knew all sorts of charming stories, and could even tell tales about his own gingerbread cakes. One evening he told a story about them which made such a deep impression on the two children that they never forgot it. For that reason, perhaps we should hear it too.